the Burton Cummings Theater in Winnipeg, the city where two rivers meet and every spring become a lake, it's the Irrelevant Show!
Coming this fall to CBC Television, an exciting new police procedural. They're cops by day, authors by night, and they do everything by the book. She's Margaret Atwood, a no-nonsense detective.
Freeze, punk. One more step and we will drop you where you stand.
And he's Stuart McClain, the folksiest storytelling cop on the streets.
Look there, Peggy.
Margaret.
Margaret. The suspect is sweating like Dave that time he locked himself in the dryer in the Jenkinson's basement when Richard came home and turned the dryer on.
You are under arrest, you piece of garbage.
Oh, yeah? For what? You got no proof. You got nothing.
I've got nothing. You are nothing, you punk. Your petty thefts are destroying this neighborhood like a bottom-trawling fish boat, trapping dolphins in your nets.
What? Dolphins?
That's right. You are no better than a dolphin killer.
They writhe and wriggle like Mary the time Gordon dropped a shrew in her sleeping bag.
No, stop!
It was their first night in Birds Hill Park.
Okay, stop, stop!
A glittering star.
Okay, I quit! I confess to whatever you want in the name of God! I'm begging you, stop!
Good work, Peggy.
Margaret, Detective Atwood, actually.
Be sure to watch Law and the Order of Canada, coming this fall to CBC Television.
What is your emergency?
Well, it's a bit complicated.
All right, just stay calm. What is your name, sir?
I'm Dale.
Are you in immediate danger, Dale?
Well, there's a lot going on here.
Okay, Dale. Tell me what happened.
Well, I was coming out of the coffee place on River Street, and I took a shortcut through the alley, and this guy pulled out a gun and said he'd shoot me if I didn't give him my wallet.
Stand by, Dale.
Police dispatch, what's your emergency?
I've got Dale on the line. He's reporting a mugging.
Okay, Dale, is the mugger still there?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. The mugger startled me, and I accidentally spilled my coffee on him. Then he stumbled backwards, and he tripped over a raccoon and broke his leg.
The raccoon's leg?
No, the guy's. The raccoon's totally cool. I don't know if they can laugh, but I think it was trying to.
Yeah, stand by, Dale.
Emergency medical. We've got Dale. He was mugged.
The mugger broke his leg.
Tripping on a raccoon.
And then the guy pulled the trigger on his gun, but it was really a lighter, and it set his jacket on fire.
Fire department.
We've got a man on fire.
Yeah, with a broken leg.
Who tried to mug Dale.
I'm Dale.
We'll dispatch a fire truck immediately.
Ambulance is on its way.
We got two squad cars en route.
Oh, we're getting another call from the same location. 911. Oh. Okay. Yes. Yes, just keep holding the mugger down. We've got two police cruisers 2 minutes out. And Mr. Raccoon? Thank you.
Season on Law and the Order of Canada. Stuart and Margaret.
Margaret and Stuart.
Margaret and Stuart are hot on the trail of a dangerous fugitive.
We've searched this warehouse top to bottom. He's not here. Damn it, we were so close.
Are you sure, Peggy? Sometimes a naked man can trap himself in surprisingly small spaces.
Stuart, your simplistic faith merely perpetuates the ruinous status quo that oppresses...
There he is. He was hiding in the toaster.
How the hell did you...
If there's a place a naked man can trap himself with comical consequences, I've thought of it. Now come with us, you son of a bitch.
You're not as naive as you seem, Stuart, nor as sweet.
It's called cultivating an image, Peggy. You should look into it.
I have a Twitter account.
Hey, good afternoon, folks. Welcome to Fancy's Cupcakes. What'll it be?
Ooh, well, Oh, I'd like a peanut butter cupcake. Oh, but would it be possible to get that with banana icing?
Well, well, well. The lady knows what she likes. You got yourself a winner here, champ.
No. We just met.
Hey, Frankie, one peanut butter with banana icing.
Very nice. It would be my pleasure coming right up.
And for the gentleman?
I'll have the chocolate.
Of course, sir. Chocolate,
Yes, chocolate.
What, just chocolate?
Yes, please.
That's your order, tough guy? Chocolate?
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of great options with chocolate.
No, just chocolate. Plain chocolate.
What, you don't have the stones to go for chocolate walnut?
No, thank you.
Or baby blue chocolate? That too much cupcake for a diaper baby like you?
Why are you getting angry?
I'm trying to run a respectable cupcakery here. And you walk here and insult me with that order?
Look, obviously he's not experienced.
Oh, you're right, man. I see now that I was suffering under a misapprehension. I mistook this fellow for an adult male.
I am an associate professor.
Hey, Frank! This gentleman would like one chocolate cupcake.
Oh, yeah? Chocolate what?
Plain chocolate.
What? I don't think I understand the words that you were saying.
You heard me, Frank. Plain chocolate. He was asked if he was interested in kicking it up a notch, and he would have none of it. No birthday chocolate, no baby blue chocolate, not even walnuts.
I like chocolate.
Oh, we are living in sad times, Anthony. You remember when a man would stride in here and extend his calloused hand for a manly two-pump handshake? Look you in the eye and order a chocolate with Ganesh?
Yeah, Johnny Ganesh. I remember all too well. Or Eddie the Lemon.
Yeah, he'd have lemon with lemon icing.
Such men were unafraid to drink deeply of life.
Yeah, but those days are gone, my friend. Long gone. Now all we have is little man toddlers covering their hands in baby onesies with the plain chocolate cupcakes. Yeah. Hey, shall I make an airplane noise for you and feed it to you with the plastic spoon?
Huh? You like that? Shall I pre-chew it and spit it into your mouth?
Should I blow on your tummy to make you laugh so your mouth opens and I can insert the cupcake?
Okay, look, I am not having special icing or sprinkles or fancy flavor combinations. I want chocolate, just chocolate. And if that makes me less of a man in your eyes, I guess I'll live with that. Because this is who I am, and this is what I want. And if that's not good enough for you, Brenda, then let's end this right now. This is me. My order is one chocolate cupcake. Yeah. Are you gonna give it to me or not?
Very nice. Excellent. One chocolate cupcake coming right up. Sir.
Well, Francis, it seems that we have learned something today. We grew up in a time when the measure of a man was the intricacy of the cupcake he ordered. Real manhood was expressed through fancy sprinkles, elaborate icing, and whipped cream. But this gentleman has taught us that the strength to stand up for yourself can be, in its own way, manly. And for that, we thank you, sir. Your chocolate cupcake is on the house. And young lady, I suggest you hang on to this one.
Brenda,
Oh, Gregory. I'll have a plain chocolate, too, to go.
You have a great day, sir. And now, if you'll excuse us, we have some fondant peacock feathers and some paper pom-poms to whip up.
Yeah, it's Benny the Sprinkles' bachelor party.
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1 and Sirius XM, coming to you today from the Burton Cummings Theater in Winnipeg as part of the Winnipeg Comedy Festival.
For free podcasts of The Irrelevant Show, either individual sketches or whole episodes, go to iTunes or our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow.
And if you have a comment about the show, please send us an email. Our address is irrelevant@cbc.ca.
Today's episode of The Irrelevant Show is brought to you by Saucers. Saucers, don't ever, ever call us plates.
And now, please welcome today's musical guests from Winnipeg's own hot thespian action, Jackie Lowen and Jane Testar.
Father, pretty hard out there these days.
No, it sure ain't easy for a person of a certain age.
And Mother, we both know this ain't where I thought I'd be.
I sure expected more from my mid to late 20s.
My parents, when I left your nest, thought I'd fly as free as eagles do.
But Father, Mother, now it seems I'm coming back to you.
Cause I'm your boomerang child.
Boomerang child.
Oh, I'm coming back once more. Just when you think I'm backed and gone, I show up at your door. I'm your boomerang child.
Boomerang child.
Oh, here I come again. I'm broke, alone, and jobless, and I sure could use a hand.
At 23, I moved on out. A couple of my friends.
She did.
But Faith got married, Grace got fired, and I couldn't pay the rent. So even though by then you turned my old room to a den, I packed up all my boxes and I moved back home again.
Cause I'm your boomerang child.
Boomerang child.
Oh, I'm coming back once more. When you think I'm packed and gone, I show up at your door. I'm your boomerang child.
Boomerang child.
Oh, here I come again. I'm broke, alone, and jobless, and I sure could use a hand. At 25, I moved on out and shacked up with my guy. But turns out he was banging other ladies on the side. Oh. To say I had a broken heart would be an understatement. So I packed my things and moved right back into my parents' basement.
At 26, went back to school to get a new career.
Get it, girl.
So I stayed at home to pay off loans and get my life in gear.
Get it in gear.
Cause when I said psychologist, I really meant geologist. Or maybe it's proctologist, cause my head is up my arse.
I'm your boomerang child.
Boomerang child.
Oh, I'm coming back once more. Yeah, toss me out. Soon enough I'll show up at your door. Boomerang child.
Boomerang child.
Oh, here I come again. I'm broke, alone, and jobless, and I sure could use a hand. I'm waiting for my turn in the bathroom, just like I did when I was a kid. I've lost my whole sense of privacy. My dating life's gone too.
Keep it down!
Cause now I'm up in the suburbs, hanging with mom and dad. But it's temporary. My dinners are free, and there ain't nothing wrong with that. So I'm your boomerang child.
Boomerang child.
Oh, I'm coming back once more. Yeah, toss me out. Soon enough, I'll show up at your door. you're old and slow, and sick and broke, and you move right in with me.
The Irrelevant Show wishes to apologize to last week's studio audience for the performance given by Scatman Wilson. We were under the impression Scatman Wilson was a Chicago jazz musician. When Mr. Wilson told us he could scat like anyone or anything, we took that to mean he would deliver the free-form bebop stylings of a jazz vocalist. We were wrong. We were horribly wrong. The Irrelevant Show does not question Scatman's artistry. His works, Leaning Tower of Pisa, Sailboat on Lake Erie, and Bono at Coachella, are truly spectacular. We just don't feel our show was the appropriate venue for his particularly visual form of artistry. Once again, our sincere apologies to our studio audience for last week's performance by Scatman Wilson, especially everyone in the first two rows. Super sorry.
Long, devoted fans have had one question about these two officers of the Order of Canada. Will they or won't they? On tonight's episode, the sparks are flying.
Good work on that case.
You too, partner.
You're not half bad, Margaret.
You yourself are not without redemptive qualities.
Your gaze is unusually steely right now. Is this gonna happen?
Going to happen.
Margaret, for a second there, the bottom half of your face almost changed expression.
Something is taking over my emotions. Like an international corporation moving into a developing country and flooding the market with cheap products created by sweatshop workers in unsafe conditions.
My brain is buzzing like that wasp's nest I found in the boathouse.
Yes, yes, elaborate.
I knocked it to the ground with a broom.
Don't stop.
And then I watched in alarm as the wasps rose in a cloud.
Keep reminiscing.
Just like that gloomy October day, Dave's youngest daughter learned to ride her bike.
Don't stop, Stuart.
She was wearing that reindeer sweater they bought in Cape Breton that one morning.
Love Cape Breton.
Oh boy, that is some serious tension. Will they? Won't they? Whatever they do or don't, you can bet it'll be done or not done by the book on Law and the Order of Canada.
Gentle folk of the village, we be gathered here to bind in marriage Hawthorne the blacksmith and good Lady Gwendolyn. Stand ye ready?
Oh, I be ready.
I'm ready as well.
Then, unless there be any objections to this union, we shall begin.
I object!
Oh, Mother, no! We talked about this!
I demand she take the test!
What's the test?
Oh, it's an old village tradition.
Oh, I just moved here.
Well, never mind, it's ridiculous.
Then I forbid this wedding!
No, no, it's okay. I'm good at tests. I went to college.
It is a test of purity.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't. I went to college.
A curse upon this day! May your children be born with more heads than they have necks!
Just ignore her. You don't have to do it.
No, no, I'll do it, if it'll make your family happy. I will take the test. What is the purity test? A series of questions?
Bring out the unicorn!
What?
A unicorn can only be touched by one who is,
Well, you know, who hasn't... One who's pure.
So all I have to do is touch the unicorn?
Yeah, that's all, right. One touch and your innocence will never be questioned again.
All right. Hey there, unicorn. Mind if I pet you on... Oh!
The unicorn hath exploded! Oh, there's bits of it everywhere.
Oh, dear. I'm so sorry. I guess the wedding is off.
Yeah, I suppose so. No, wait, look. The unicorn horn has impaled my mother. Well, I guess we're all good then.
So you don't mind that I...
No, no, why would I? What is this, the Dark Ages? Those ended weeks ago.
Then the wedding is back on!
Yay!
Sorry about your mother.
Oh, she lived a long, happy life. She was almost 30.
30? She looked good. Welcome back to The Irrelevant Show. I'm Jana, and this is my brand new segment just for ladies called Tights Are Not Pants. Today's topic? Tights are not pants. Let's meet our first guest. She's also from The Irrelevant Show, and she is currently wearing tights as pants. Please welcome Jane Testar.
Oh, hi, Jana.
Hi, Jane. Welcome to Tights Are Not Pants, my segment about how tights are not pants. My first question for you on Tights Are Not Pants is, why are you wearing tights as pants?
Well, they're super comfortable and I...
But tights are not pants.
Well, I think of these more as leggings.
Oh, let me clear up that common mistake. Leggings are in fact tights. And tights are not pants.
But... You're wearing leggings.
I'm wearing a sweater that covers my butt just like a skirt would. Ergo, my leggings are acting as tights and not pants. Ladies, if you're unsure whether you are wearing tights or pants, just ask yourself, are these tights? If they're tights, they're not pants. Because tights are not pants.
Okay, what about jeggings?
Great question. Jeggings are leggings that look like jeans. But jeggings are still leggings, and leggings are tights, and tights, which are not pants, are not pants.
Fine, but maybe I'm wearing yoga pants. They're tight and black and form-fitting. Did you think of that?
The things you're wearing on your legs right now, did you buy them in the sock section of the store?
Yes.
Did you have to sit on a bed, scrunch them up with both hands, and carefully pull them up and over your legs, adjusting the seam in the crotch as you got to the top?
Yes.
Can we all see your underwear?
Probably.
Then those are not yoga pants. They are tights. And tights are not pants.
Jana?
Hey, Neil.
Hey, I hate to interrupt, but I don't see a problem.
I'm sorry?
I like it when women wear tights as pants.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, you know, if we're voting, I'm also pro tights as pants.
But tights are not pants.
Who cares? Who cares? I don't know anything about fashion, but I do know that when I am walking behind a woman who's wearing tights as pants, it is a scientific fact I am 1.2 billion times happier than when I am walking behind a woman wearing pants as pants. Why would you take that away from me? Tights aren't just pants. They're awesome pants.
I totally agree.
Yeah, they're the ultimate
awesome.
Pants.
Totally.
Somebody get me some damn pants.
No, Jane.
No.
You've been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Neil Gronn,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
Jane Testar,
and me, Donovan Workin.
Live music by Jackie Lowen and Jane Testar from Hot Thespian Action. Live sound effects by Dave Clark.
Sketches were written by Ian Boothby, Peter Brown, Diana Francis, Mark Meir, and head writer Neil Gronn.
Law and the Order of Canada, named by CBC Winnipeg listener Tyler Burgess. The show is recorded by Corey Haberstock and edited by Ray Buxton. Special thanks to Winnipeg's Brian Harder and to Al Ray and everyone at the Winnipeg Comedy Festival. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at the Burton Cummings Theatre in Winnipeg!
Next week on The Irrelevant Show, the Tiny Moose Lake Chronicles. It's the biggest game of the year for a small town 9-and-under hockey team. But will the coach let all her players play and risk losing the big game?
I'm tired of this everyone plays nonsense. In my opinion, this mayor is ruining our town. Remember her everyone can help paint the lines on the road program?
It was a good way to get people to meet.
It was a disaster. Main Street looks like Jackson Pollock painted it.
The Tiny Moose Lake Chronicles, next week on The Irrelevant Show.